Nate Henley is the author of more than a dozen books, mainly in the true crime genre. But now he's focusing on a war crime, the sinking of a Canadian hospital ship, the Landovery Castle, by a German submarine in the final months of World War I.
There is sort of a, I don't know if you would call it true crime, but as you said, war crime element. There's a major court case, there's prosecutions, there's precedents. So it's not too far afield from what I've been doing previously, but I just decided to branch out a little.
The unarmed, clearly marked hospital ship was sunk by a U-boat commander convinced it was carrying American pilots. When he realized its error, he ordered his subordinates to fire on the lifeboats too, so there could be no witnesses. Only 24 survived. At a subsequent war crimes trial, those subordinates were found guilty, establishing the legal precedent that just following orders is no defense. Henley says that is likely the most important legacy of the Landovery Castle.
234 people lost their lives on this ship, and their deaths lent itself to this incredibly important court rulings that have hopefully saved lives since then.
Atrocity on the Atlantic, attack on a hospital ship during the Great War, is published by Dundurn Press with the City News Bookshelf. I'm John Ackerman.